Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A top Burundian official is dismissing claims of a coup. Interior Minister Edouard Nduwimana says forces loyal to President Pierre Nkurunziza remain in control of the presidential palace, state radio and television, and the main airport in the capital, Bujumbura. He says the president is back in Burundi after traveling to Tanzania for a regional summit. Earlier, General Godefroy Niyombare told Burundian radio stations that the president had been ousted. Thousands of Burundians celebrated in the streets after the announcement. Pakistani authorities say gunmen attacked a bus in Karachi Wednesday, killing at least 45 people. The victims belong to the minority Ismaili community. A provincial police chief, Inspector General Ghulam Haider Jamail, said six men riding motorbikes ambushed and entered the bus and sprayed the passengers with bullets. The bus was transporting members of the community to their workplaces. U.S. President Barack Obama said Wednesday he would discuss with Saudi Arabia's visiting leaders how to build on a ceasefire in Yemen. The White House meeting comes ahead of a wider summit with a group of Gulf Arab countries. The U.S. military continued searching Wednesday for a Marine Corps helicopter that disappeared in Nepal while taking part in earthquake relief operations. A spokesman for the U.S. Pacific Command says the helicopter went missing late Tuesday near the village of Charikot in one of the areas hardest hit by Tuesday's magnitude 7.3 quake. Hundreds of Nepali troops are participating in the search, along with aircraft from the U.S. I'm Dave DeForest. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says now is a critical moment for Russia and pro-Russian separatists to fulfill a peace deal meant to end violence in eastern Ukraine. Kerry made the comment in Anatolia, Turkey, where he met Wednesday with NATO's foreign ministers.
There was strong agreement among all of the NATO members that this is a critical moment for action by Russia, by the separatists, to live up to the Minsk agreement.
John Kerry. U.S. authorities said Thursday the passenger train that derailed in the city of Philadelphia may have been traveling at more than 160 kilometers an hour, at least twice the posted speed limit on the curve where it crashed. Officials have not determined a cause for the derailment. At least seven people were killed and 200 injured, some of them critically. Scott Lauman arrived on the scene shortly after the accident.
Heard kind of a loud kaboom, saw helicopters flying in. So I ran down here, I couldn't see anything, so I jumped the fence, went up on this bridge right here, this train bridge, and that's when I saw it's just total chaos. I mean, it's just a travesty. There's just trains everywhere, and the engine was way off the track.
On the scene of the Amtrak crash just north of Philadelphia, two visiting U.S. diplomats have ruled out a change in American policy on Zimbabwe. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Shannon Smith said the United States would not allow the European Union in relaxing travel bans and other sanctions against President Robert Mugabe. Here is Assistant State Department Secretary Stephen Feldstein.
We're not here to announce any policy changes. The United States, though, we want to emphasize, we want Zimbabwe to prosper. We engage in activities to support economic development as well as in the areas of health, agriculture, education, and democratic institutions.
Australia is cutting its foreign aid but will boost its counterterrorism spending, Phil Mercer reports.
The Australian government is cutting its foreign aid budget by 40% as it tries to balance its accounts at home. Indonesia, which has been the largest overseas recipient of Australian assistance, will see a $175 million reduction in aid. Officials in Canberra have said the decisions were taken after considering which of its aid recipients were also relief donors to other countries. Critics say it damages Australia's international standing. Ministers insist cutting assistance to Indonesia wasn't related to the recent execution of two Australian drug smugglers. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.